another week. It's another conversation with the Louisville entrepreneur. This is the Startup Podcast, episode number 61. We're going all the way back to the beginning. My first guest 60 episodes ago was Ben Keaton, and I'm bringing him back this time to talk about his involvement with the Louisville Angel Network and with his partner, Tom McMahon. These guys have things that they do all day long. Ben publishes medical news and medical news for you, and Tom runs mergers and acquisitions for ResCare. But in the meantime, they manage this Louisville Angel Network, and it's something that they organize to bring a loose group of people into something that's really constructive, and it's a good thing. So we talk about how they set that whole thing up and how people get involved, and it's great for angels to listen to. If you're an angel investor and you just aren't quite sure what to do and you're not plugged into a network, well, Ben sort of lets you in on what to expect. And for entrepreneurs, it's a great glimpse into a group that you want to get to know. It's sort of a big week for my startup at Louisville.am. My launch party, my official launch party, is tonight. It's June 25th, 2013. Going to be down at Manny and Merle celebrating that with some of the hosts and some of my Kickstarter contributors. Two new podcasts launched this week at Deliciously Louisville with Ashley Eats. Ashley Thompson is a food blogger at ashleyeats.com, and her new episode is up and running at Louisville.am, and also the Rusty Satellite Show with Rick Redding, a well-known journalist around town who decided to put his voice into a recorder and sort of foray into on-demand radio here. So and his first episode is up as well, so I feel accomplished today. Like, man, I did a lot of stuff. And really, in the past week, we jumped into social. Got to do it, right? Huh? I got all sorts of ideas on videos to produce and audio spots and, you know, how to manipulate social media. I guess I got to find the time to do that. That's probably a pretty important priority. You can follow us on Twitter at Louisville.am, D-O-T-A-M, and on Facebook at facebook.com/LouisvilleAM. That's just quick housekeeping stuff. I don't want to delay my conversation any further with Ben Keaton from the Louisville Angel Network on the Startup Podcast.
I have never been hooked up to the printer here at the Metro Business Center at Dundee and Douglas in Louisville's Highlands. Cloud has saved my bacon so often in the past couple of weeks. I love Cloud.
I like bacon.
Where we are. What if clouds were made of bacon? This is not getting off to a good start, Ben.
What if clouds were made of bacon? Rain would be a beautiful thing.
It would be grease. Tastier.
Bacon grease.
It would be hot. It would sear your skin.
I would love it. That is the way to go.
Kind of ruins the environmental friendliness of rain.
But it would taste
it
so
sears
yummy.
Your skin like bacon grease. I'm going to have to edit all this crap out.
So we have now wasted the first 5 minutes of this fine podcast.
Yeah.
And I put fine in quotation marks.
Well, you work in the publishing field, which we established in the very first startup podcast. My first guest was you.
I hope I'm not the last one.
I considered that this week, thinking, oh, man, I just bring it full circle. I'll just shut her down after this one. Why not?
You made your millions.
Yeah, 61 episodes. I did my thing, and hey, that's it for me. I'm going to move on to something else. But you're working in publishing, and you spend most of your day, if not all of your day, doing that, right?
Yes.
On medical news and medical news for you.
Yes.
And Tom is running mergers and acquisitions at ResCare.
Yes, that's correct.
But what's, you know, you guys manage some sort of fund, right? Or you have in the past? Or?
Well, it's not a fund. It's a network of angel investors. It's a group of individuals who are interested in investing and looking at deals that range from early stage startup to late stage, more advanced deals. We started that 5 years ago primarily because there just wasn't a formal, organized way of sharing the deals that were going on.
And so the people were out there, they just didn't know. Well, they didn't network? Is that what it is?
They didn't network. There wasn't a place, a regular meeting that they could go to take a look at the deals that they may not know about and also to share deals amongst themselves and privately talk about some of these deals.
Okay. Did you find that they were already friends or so? Were these complete strangers that you finally got into a room together?
A lot of them knew each other. A lot of them knew of each other, and there were some new faces that we constantly add to the group.
Still coming in?
Still coming in. We have every year we have some members peel off. We have some new folks join. All the people that we meet are now pretty much word of mouth, and so there are a lot of people that we haven't been familiar with, but they've invested with somebody else or have expressed an interest in some way and have started to get involved in our network.
I assume that the goal of this organization is to grow.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I guess that's the goal of any organization.
You know, the goal of the organization is, of course, to grow, but the real goal of the organization is to share information back and forth and create a better environment for investing in companies. And we're actually starting to expand what the Angel Network does. We're probably going to rename the group to the Health Innovation Forum and focus not just on angel investing, but really talking about healthcare innovation and what we can continue to do to support that. A very important component of that is angel investing.
Yeah.
But there's also other components such as just letting people know what other companies are doing, helping entrepreneurs understand what the environment is like, and helping entrepreneurs prepare for the investment process.
Well, how is this the sort of thing that if somebody, how do you know if you're an angel investor if you've never heard of that sort of thing? Or if you have the potential to be or the interest to be? Is this, I mean, it's such a kind of a weird question, but there have to be people out there thinking, what am I going to do with my money?
Yeah,
I have this money and I don't know what to do with it.
I, first of all, want to be one of those people one of these days. But don't we all? We see a lot of people out there that are interested in diversifying their portfolios, but don't necessarily know what angel investing is. It's a more popular term these days, and we're starting to see people understand or at least have heard of the term angel investing, but they think it's a very complicated process. They think they need to be part of some sort of fund. They want to try to go through their traditional broker, which is not the proper route to do this,
right.
Or not always the proper route to do this. And so a lot of it is really just educating, and it really does not take much to be an angel investor. Most of the people that are in our network invest only about $25,000 at a time, which sounds like a lot of money to you and me, but to most of these folks, it's not.
Okay.
And they may do that once a year. They may do that once every 5 years. These people are not writing a $25,000 check every month. They are writing a $25,000 check when they see a deal that is of interest to them.
Are most of them newbies to this thing, or are they...
I would say
your organization in particular.
In our organization, 75% are traditional investors, 25% are newer to this.
Okay, so they're going to need instruction and guidance and mentorship and whatnot.
And one of the reasons that we wanted to start the network was we wanted to create an environment where those that wanted to learn about the process could learn from those that are currently doing it.
Okay.
And those that are currently doing it could have the expertise of some of the people that may bring something new to the table. The best part of the meetings, the best part of the group are when the members are in the room by themselves discussing deals, talking candidly, and using their expertise, their background, the information that they have to really just openly talk about the ideas and give people feedback and give people more information so that they can make smarter decisions.
How did you come up with this concept of, I mean, where did you figure out where the niche was? Like, hey, you know what? There's a bunch of loose people running around. We need to herd them into one room. And so.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. One of the reasons that we wanted to do this, my philosophy has always wanted to be the youngest, dumbest, poorest person in the room. And we had some connections to some people who have been very successful. And I wanted to learn from them. And so the reason that I'm part of the network is that I want to be around a bunch of people that I can learn from, that I can understand how to grow my business, but also understand how this investment process works and what it takes to be successful.
Okay, and you guys have clearly you're working on a medical newspaper, and Tom is working for ResCare, which has a healthcare tint to it. Is that, did this all come about because, like, we need to know more people in healthcare?
In fact, it's a little bit of the opposite. Our angel network is a very diverse group of people, and in the past, they've looked at a very diverse group of deals. We've had everything from restaurant concepts to medical devices to cloud-based storage companies. We are going to try and bring this a little bit closer to our world of the newspaper and sharing information about healthcare. And one of the reasons we're going to rebrand this is so that we can focus it more specifically on healthcare and healthcare innovation. So in the past, Louisville Angel Investor Network has been very focused on looking at any deal from the region that is a good investment opportunity. Now we want to look at healthcare deals that are good investment opportunities, but also talk about ways that we can further the innovation environment.
Is that because that's what you guys know, or is that because that's where the biggest opportunity is?
A little bit of both. I'd say it's actually three things. One is it's an area that we know. The second one is clearly with everything that's going on with healthcare reform and with the changes in the healthcare system, we see a ton of opportunity in healthcare innovation. And it's also something that Louisville does really well. Whether it's long-term care industry with Innovate LTC or work that's going on with companies like Humana and the heart work that's being done at Kentucky One or formerly Jewish Hospital, we see a lot of innovation, and we want to, again, create that environment and share that among the people that read our newspaper, that come to our events. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're selfish.
Opportunistic is not a bad thing.
But and more than anything, we need it to make sense with our larger business model, and our larger business model of IGE Media is really sharing information about the business of healthcare. And so this is one way of doing that, and we want to make sure that the people who read our newspaper are informed about what are the latest, greatest innovations and what can we do better in Kentucky to create an environment where innovation can thrive.
I guess one of my planned follow-up questions was, what are the other opportunities? You've isolated healthcare over here, but is there anything else you see yourself getting involved with this group of people? What else is hot in Louisville, I should say?
From an investment standpoint, yeah. I think that we will stay primarily in the healthcare space. But there's plenty of room for development around that healthcare space. Apps are clearly one of the hot items that a lot of healthcare companies are exploring. It seems like every company that we deal with has an app that they're rolling out right now. And then really understanding data is probably the million-dollar question. Understanding how we can take this massive amount of data that we have and use it to reduce healthcare costs and provide better care is something that a lot of folks that I've talked to are very interested in.
I just read a lot about. I mean, there's the healthcare incubator or accelerator. Incubator, accelerator, potato, potato to me, but that's not exactly the truth. Anyhow, I'm just thinking about other types of industries where there are activity. And since you deal with these angel investors, do they all come in with a very specific idea of what they want to invest in, or do they even care?
Surprisingly, most of the people that we deal with have a general idea of what they want to invest in, but not a firm idea.
Does it have to do with their own personal expertise?
Some of it has to do with their own personal expertise. A lot of the investors that we deal with also have a bit of a gut reaction. At some level, you listen to a presentation, you either understand it or you don't, and you trust the people that are giving the presentation or you don't. So a lot of it boils down to that. I wouldn't say that they come in with a preconceived notion, but they do come in with a preconceived area of comfort.
Are there sort of organized activities that you have to pair investors within your organization with entrepreneurs?
No, we don't do that.
That's not... Like a competition or?
No, there are organizations out there that do that. We work on the investor side. Our job is to create an environment where investors can come together and listen to deals, and then our investors choose whether or not they want to follow up with the individual presenters, whether they want to invest in the companies and things like that. So we don't, at our angel network meetings, we don't pair people up. We don't match people. We don't have any sort of requirement that you actually invest.
BYOB, that's the only requirement.
Actually, no, we actually provide our investors with some nice wine at every meeting, too.
Okay.
So,
there's a sales pitch for people out there like, number one, I don't know what to do with all this money I have. Number two, where can I get a good bottle of wine?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll show you some good deals, and we're going to give you a nice bottle of wine as well. One of the areas that I would like to see us expand into is taking the group of people that we have and adding to it so that we can, again, create this environment where people can have a discussion in a non-investment sort of way, but where people who have money can meet with people who don't have money and are looking for money, and they can share ideas. So it's not a formal presentation.
Okay.
It's not an environment where there is going to be an ask made.
Okay.
It's more of an environment where they can learn from each other.
All right, just get together and chat.
Absolutely.
Like speed dating.
Yeah, like speed dating, learning from each other. I continue to use the word forum because that seems to make sense with people. Just a chance where people can get together and talk about issues that affect both the investor and the investee.
What's the criteria for somebody to join the network then?
You've got to be an accredited investor, first of all. And that's not something that we determine. That's something that is actually determined by the IRS. So in order to be an angel investor, you have to be
have a net worth of X. And what is that?
Net worth of I'd have to look at my notes, but I believe it's a net worth of over $100,000 in liquid cash. You can't count in property and things like that.
Okay.
It's not that hard to be an accredited investor. The other part is you have to be willing to invest money. Now, we don't put any sort of requirements. Some angel networks say you have to invest once a year. We can get
out of the group. Right. Okay.
We just simply say you have to be able to write a $25,000 check if you want to invest in one of these companies.
In the past, and you may have to clarify this for me, you guys had a company called Growth Services.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somewhat similar to this? You're providing counseling?
Growth Services was...
It's been shuttered.
Growth Services is technically still around,
okay.
I guess, as an LLC. It was started to run the seed fund for the state of Kentucky. So there was a fund called Commonwealth Seed Capital, which was used to invest in high-tech startup companies.
Okay.
And Growth Services managed that fund for the state of Kentucky, and the Angel Network kind of supplemented that by having additional investors for the projects that CSC was investing in.
Okay, that's all starting to clarify for me. Like all of the different aspects of what you do is starting to come together.
Oh
my gosh!
So back in the day, we had Commonwealth Seed Capital Fund, which was investing in high tech companies, primarily biotech companies. And then I also ran an organization called the Kentucky Bio Alliance, which was a trade association for biotech companies.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was
also defunct or.
No, that organization is still around. I'm no
okay.
longer the executive director, but that organization is still around. So we were investing in a lot of companies, primarily biotech companies, and then Kentucky Bio Alliance was meant to be the community so that all of those companies that we were investing in would have a community of resources around them so that they could be successful. And then we had the Louisville Angel Investor Network, which would also take a look at some of the deals that we were invested in and could be co-investors with CSC and many others.
Okay.
Most of these companies would take upwards of $1 million in the first round, and so we had to spread that out throughout the state, throughout the various resources.
Okay. What since you're in a room with a lot of angel investors on a regular basis, I should assume, do you get a feel for what these guys expect out of an investment that they're making? This is for like a question for the entrepreneurs so they can think, okay, if we're going to approach an angel investor for money, this is the sort of the language we need to be speaking. And in terms of a return on their investment.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a particular magic number that people are looking for. I don't think that investors are looking for, you know, this has to be at least a 5x return on my investment, or this has to close.
Or I'll consider it a failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the investors that we deal with are first and foremost interested in the talent of the team that's presenting. A lot of times they don't necessarily trust that the particular concept that they're working on is going to come to fruition, but that they're investing in the talent and know that that talent is going to do something, even if they have to make a slight turn in their business plan.
Okay.
The other item is be prepared. Be prepared to answer any and every question, even if it's an I don't know and I'll get back to you. Be truthful, be honest.
I guess you have to assume if you're starting and running a business, you ought to know it like the back of your hand. So I would imagine you're probably always going to get a question you never see coming.
Well, you're always going to get a question you never see coming, and that's fine. People can see through it if you're BSing your way through that. People can see through that, and then that frustrates investors to no end.
Right, yeah. Who wants to be in business with somebody that's BSing you?
Yeah, and if you are clearly, if you don't know your information and you're trying to act like you do know your information,
making it up as you go along. It's pretty transparent.
Yeah, these investors are very sophisticated. The single most important thing to know is that these investors are investing because they've been successful. They're successful because they know what they're doing. And so don't try to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. These folks see it. Don't fight with them. Don't argue with them. If it's not a good fit, move on.
Are there a lot? Yeah, I don't know how you're going to know the answer to this question either. I'm into general themes here, Ben.
I'll just
throw them out and you hit them back. But is there too much potential angel money sitting on the bench at this point? And that's, it's like a big city, and there's who knows who has what. But the money that's sitting in an account and it's not being used, and there's potential investors that are not thinking about it, and that would
there are more people in Louisville that are capable of investing in early stage companies than are actually doing it, and that's one of the big challenges that we have from an economic development standpoint. Is we need more of these investors to come out of the woodwork for two reasons. One is it helps the startup community that we're trying to foster here. But the second one is some of these ideas are going to be successful and will make those investors wealthy, which is something that we need to continue to do so that we will have more investors.
You bet. Yeah. What is there that we can do to get that message out? Like, that's a big question as well. Answer it right now. What can we do? I mean, how do you get this conversation started? At a point where somebody's going to hear it and participate.
Well, by
listening to this podcast.
I was going to say primarily by podcasting about this, I think, is
I like your
right
style,
answer.
Ben Keaton. I like it.
The not easy, I'm dancing around this because I don't really know the answer to that other than we just need to convince people that they need to be investing and that there are vehicles and easy ways.
They may not even know that it's a possibility. Yeah. Like,
if you, let me give you an example. If you are a UPS pilot living in Louisville, you may not want to admit it, but you make pretty good money. Mm-hmm. And you've got a little bit of extra cash sitting around that could easily be invested in one of these startup companies. And we're not asking people to invest, to set aside $25,000 every year to invest in that, in startup companies. But pick one company. Come out to angel meetings. Talk to folks that are starting up companies, and find one thing in your lifetime that you want to invest $25,000 in.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not even $25,000. I use that number because that's the minimum amount that most of the companies that come to us are. But you can find plenty of opportunities for a couple of thousand dollars.
And a room full of people that can walk you through that and get you more at ease.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the big deal. If I have $500,000 sitting in an account, all of a sudden $25,000 might be like, I can take a chance. But nobody wants to lose it.
No, absolutely. Nobody wants to lose it.
I guess if you're willing to go be a big roller in Las Vegas, you probably have a better chance of finding a payoff if you invest in. I mean, we all win if you keep your money at home and put it into a startup like podcasting network.
Like a podcasting company. Or perhaps
I'm not seeking capital.
Perhaps a newspaper.
Media. Yeah, that's where the...
Print media.
Print media is the future, Ben.
We can have a whole podcast on that.
I know, and we probably should.
Yeah, what I would encourage people to do, and I've talked to my dad about this, and I'll talk to anybody that listens to about this, but I really think that people should get comfortable with the idea of finding a little bit of money and investing it in something that's a little riskier. We all do a relatively good job of putting away money in our 401ks or our IRAs, and this is just another method of doing that. And so I tell people,
it's a new concept for a lot of
people.
It's
a new concept, yeah,
because they're used to going into some brokerage or E-Trade or whatever it is and just moving numbers from one column to the next. This is much more of a human interaction because you're meeting with the people in which you are investing.
Yes,
and that's a total mind shift, I think. I mean, and in a lot of cases, they probably would seek out your mentorship as well. Like most of the investors I've had on the show here say, I'm going to put money into a company. I'm kind of going to be on your board.
I think that's absolutely true. And the reverse, we always advise people who are raising money to interview the people who are giving them money as well, because you want the money that's coming into you. Everybody needs the money, so you're not going to exactly turn down money.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that money is coming in from a source that is reliable and trustworthy. And the cherry on top is if that person or group brings a level of expertise to your company that will help you be more successful as well.
How can we, if somebody wants to get involved with the Angel, let's pretend that we have 3,000 people sitting around with lots of money in their pocket thinking.
Oh, that's your demographic, correct?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, did I say pretend? this is not a game. How do they find out about, is there a website, is there Twitter, is there a LinkedIn group?
You know what, you would think they would be smart enough to use social media to reach out.
You don't have a Vine?
But we don't have a Vine. I don't understand this whole Vine thing. I'm starting to feel old. For our group, you can go to our website, igemedia.com, and contact us. We're more than happy to talk with you about it. There's a link to the Angel Network on that website.
Uh-huh.
But just in general, there's a variety of angel groups around town. We've got one. GLI has one. There's a couple independent angel networks as well.
When do you guys meet? Is it a regular thing?
Not a regular thing. We currently meet every other month. So our next meeting is, I think, July 17th. And we're going to up that to meeting every month. Some of them will be deal meetings. Some of them will just be general information meetings. Again,
And always the wine is flowing.
Yeah,
so.
Always the wine is flowing. Yeah.
Girls jumping out of cakes.
I can't promise that part, but I can promise good wine.
Okay.
And we always meet at a fun restaurant.
Oh, well, how can you not?
Yes.
This is Louisville after all.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming in.